I know is today's October the 31st. 31 backwards is 13. It's Friday. It's Halloween.
It's the 13th anniversary of the lawnmower killings. There's a crazy loose. It's prom night.
Dr. Mandrakis?
What's the boogeyman?
Where everyone is.
Shut the fuck up!
Beware of what you make fun of, you little asshole!
Who?
You! Forget about having a party at all tomorrow night. Or you'll be sorry.
Hey, lighten up, Hap. Piss on Harry Warden and that damn old legend. We're gonna have ourselves a party!
Don't you go telling nobody.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
That settles it then. We're going to the mine. We're going to have ourselves a party.
Assholes.
Calm, but it's certainly far away from everything.
Well, what do you know? Right beside mine. Not bad, huh?
Wouldn't if you're not superstitious about numbers.
You mean number 13? No problem.
That's not all. A girl in the very same bungalow was murdered brutally in her bed.
Honestly, how gruesome. That's a bit far-fetched.
No, I heard about it. It's a fact. The killer used a pair of scissors and just kept stabbing her.
I'll have nightmares if you go on telling all your horror stories. You've quite a repertoire of chilling tales.
I don't tell chilling tales.
Say, maybe we could talk a little about something else, like when everyone eats around here. I'm dying for a decent meal, not a nightmare.
When we get home, when we're alone, you're my very own. May not surrender. When we get home, when we're alone, you're my very own.
We'll be right back. Well.
You got a name, Phantom?
Call me Evil.
Evil? You bad, honey?
No! Just Evil.
Aloha! It's midnight. Happy New Year from Hawaii.
Kendall!
What happened here?
Well, he jumped me. There he is.
Oh, hey, it's my kung fu professor. What's the story, Chow?
Oh, I am out jogging, and next thing I know, I am on ground. Something I eat. Bad chop suey. So long.
Take it easy.
What are you doing here this time of night?
The lieutenant asked me to keep an eye on you. I saw you from the window, but when I got downstairs, you'd gone. So I went for my bike.
Well, next time, forget about the bike. Sounds just like a chainsaw.
Take it all the way. Take it to the limit and don't look back now. Take it all the way. No second chance, you're on your own now. Winning isn't everything. Winning is the only thing. Take it all the way.
Take it all the way.
chance, you're on your own now. Winning isn't everything. Winning is the only thing.
Take it all the way. Take it all the way.
It's been a long struggle, but now that you've regained your strength, it's time for you to leave.
Considering how badly you were burned, you're lucky to be alive.
The first few months outside will be the hardest.
We're sorry. The skin grafts just didn't take.
There's nothing more we can do for at least 6 months.
I know you still resent those kids, but try not to blame anyone for what happened. It was an accident, purely an accident.
You've got to forget your hatred. Control your feelings for revenge.
Anger and resentment won't bring back the past. You know that.
You may find it difficult at first to adjust to a normal life again, but with time, you will adjust.
Sure, but it looked like the work of some kind of psychotic.
I mean, who else would stab somebody 20 or 30 times?
I heard it was 15.
Well, my dad doesn't know anything for sure yet. But for all we know, the killer could be sitting right next to you. That's Melissa. She was the last person to see Johnny alive.
She might as well take her clothes off.
She's beautiful.
Melissa, what are you thinking, sweet Melissa? Are you with us still, Melissa? You look so far away.
Hey, drop the ball.
Melissa, that you're saying, sweet.
Okay.
You must be new around here.
You must be the captain of the football team.
Whoa, I almost hit that guy.
He was carrying something. Did you see that?
It's lucky I saw anything at all. Thanks for telling me, Nance.
There's something creepy about that guy. I got a look at his face. He was grinning even when it looked like you were gonna hit him, Tom. I swear he had this strange look on his face. I thought I saw a shoe sticking out from under that blanket.
Nah, he was just a big farmer with a bundle. The mind's playing tricks on you, girl. You're all shook up. As soon as we find a good campsite, we'll smoke some of this good hash and loosen you up.
If you're gonna ask, why is this, why is that? It's up to you. And if you wanna know just why the flowers grow, that's okay too. But if you're gonna ask me why I love you like I do, I don't think I can explain. Got no words to say it, really rather play it out with you. Only know the feelings, chemistry revealing this simple truth. Should you feel it too? Let your feelings through. Love, get a grip on us too. Don't need words to know. Don't need words to know how I feel about you. Don't need words. Magician does his magic, thrills you with a slick trick you never know. Just how he makes it happen, find yourself just clapping and feeling good. Should the magic get you high, no need to wonder why. Together, let's count all the stars in the sky. Don't need words to know how I feel about you. Don't need words.
Why haven't you checked the children?
There's a camp not far from here, just across the lake. It was called Camp Blackfoot. No one goes there anymore. Everything burnt down. There's nothing left except the ruins. Now, this camp had a caretaker, a really evil bastard. And his name was Cropsey. Everyone hated Cropsey. For a start, he was a drunk. 2 bottles of whiskey a day, no problem. Like, most of the time, he's somewhere out in space. But if he caught you, look out. Because Cropsey could strip the paint off the walls just by breathing on them. Now, this Cropsey was a sadist. I mean, he got real pleasure out of hurting people, scaring them. And he had these garden shears, you know? The kind with long, thin blades. And he carried them all the time, wherever he went. And he had this kind of demonic way of looking at you. One time, this Cropsey really went after this kid from Brooklyn. Followed him around night and day, He made this kid's life living hell. But this time he chose the wrong guy. Because the kid and some of his buddies had planned a little prank that would scare the living shit out of Cropsy. Only problem was, the gag went wrong. The next thing anyone knows, Cropsy's trapped alive and burning in his bunk. They try to get him out, but the fire's so fierce they can't reach him. All they can do is stand outside and listen to him cry out in agony. They say he smashed his way through the bunk room door, just a mass of flames. And as he screamed out, burned alive, he cried out, "I will return! I will have my revenge!" They never found his body. He survived. He lives on whatever he can catch. Eats them raw, alive. No longer human. Right now, he's out there, watching, waiting. Don't look. He'll see you. Don't move. He'll hear you. Don't breathe. You're dead!
She's dead now.
Oh, gee, well, gotta run.
Now everybody,
everybody.
you believe her?
Not sure what we can do.
Girl, what happened to you?
He's trying to kill me. Get us out of here, hurry.
What happened to you? What's the matter?
This thing is out there.
All right, calm down now, Molly. Calm down. You're safe with me. What, was it an animal scared you like this?
No. It was some kind of horrible man.
What did this thing look like?
He was wearing some kind of mask.
Shit, I'm turning into a couple of scaredy cats. The boogeyman will get you if you don't watch out.
Come on, Mr. Boogeyman, let's play.
She's alive.
We put her back in the pool and she was still alive.
You and Stevie are the ones to blame for that. You said she was dead, not me.
Who's to blame for shooting her?
How was I supposed to know there's another bullet in the gun?
It doesn't matter now. Where is Stevie?
I looked all over for her. She must have left before she could turn off.
Well, it's a good thing she didn't. We would have never known Mrs. Slater's still alive.
How do we know she is alive?
What do you think? She floated out of that pool? Or maybe she got sucked down the drain?
Do you believe this? Look what we're talking about!
Jeannie, stop. Morgan may be right. Mrs. Slater could have collapsed somewhere just after getting out of the pool.
We have got to find her before somebody else does.
Locker room. It's Susie Bell. You see it?
Yes. While we were out here fumbling with that music, the lousy bastard was in there killing her. Bastard!
Yeah, I heard Binzer failed.
What? What do you care? I thought you hated him.
I do, but I copied all his answers.
Are you in a frat?
Yeah, I'm a babe.
Really? You don't look like a Greek. Kata, Onikome, Pi. Hey, look at him. Ooh, yeah. He is cute.
Well, I'm Mrs. Voorhees, an old friend of the Christies.
Oh, thank you. That's so glad.
No, no, no. I can't help you if you don't calm down.
But she's dead, and he's dead, and oh, my God, poor Bill. Oh, God.
Oh, All right. Come on, dear, then show.
No,
but it's all right. I'll take care of you. I used to work for the Christies.
Oh, God, what's going on here? Please help me get out of
here. It's just this place and the storm. That's why you're upset.
No, they're all dead. They're all dead.
All right, I'll go look.
No, please don't leave me. They'll kill you, too.
Oh, I'm not afraid.
Everybody but us. Peter, Scott, May, Denise, they're all dead. The stinking cops wouldn't believe me, so I had to come here by myself. I killed him out by the pond. You should have seen him, man. He was like an asshole.
Face to face, I don't care what you do. saw the waterbed in the training room.
Have you ever been laid on a waterbed?
The most beautiful thing in the world is smoking pot and fucking on a waterbed at the same time.
Running around, what are you doing here?
Casanova!
Everyone's help, they're all here, just as you always wanted. All seated around the table waiting to celebrate your birthday. Your precious birthday. And as a special treat, they all get to watch you die.
Maybe he's there.
I'll be waiting in hell for you!
Harry, I'm coming!
This whole fucking town is going to die! We're coming back, you bastards! Sarah, be my bloody Valentine. Daddy gone away, Harry Warden made you pay.
Once upon a time, on a sad Valentine, in a place known as Hanigermine, a legend began. Every woman and man would always remember the time, and those who remained were never the same. You could see the fear in their eyes. Once every year, as the 14th draws near, there's a hush all over the town. For the legend, they say, on a Valentine's Day, is a curse that'll live on. And no one will know, as the years come and go, of the horror from long time ago. Twenty years came and went, and everyone spent the 14th in quiet regret. And those still alive know the secret survives in the darkness that looms in the night. For the legend, they say, on a Valentine's Day is a curse that'll live on. And no one will know, as the years come and go, of the horror from long time ago. In this little town, when the 14th comes round, there's a silence and fear in the air. Remember the morn that the legend was born, all the shock and the horror was there. For the legend, they say, on a Valentine's Day is a curse that'll live on. And no one will know, as the years come and go, of the horror from long time ago. And no one will know, as the years come and go, of the horror from long time ago.